There was a long series of explosions. A tree limb burst. Armstead could hardly hear, but Pickett was profoundly moved. He was one of those, like Stuart, who looked on war as God's greatest game. At this moment, Armstead seemed to be looking down from a long way away, from a long, sleepy, hazy distance. George was grinning, clapping him on the arm. He said something about Sally having the ring mounted. Armstead moved away. He saw Longstreet sitting alone in the same place, on the same rail, drew comfort from the solid presence. Some officers had that gift. He did not. Hancock had it. Superb soldier. It may be for years. It may be forever. Don't think on that. He looked at his watch. 1:47. Cannot go on much longer. But he did not want to think about the attack right now. All the plans were laid. The thing was set. The others had planned it. Longstreet and Lee and Pickett, now he would carry it out. But for these last few moments, at least, the old soldier knows enough not to think about it. Shut the mind off and think on better days. Remember things to be grateful for. Perhaps, like Pickett, you should write a letter. No, would say the wrong things. He went back toward his men, sat with his back against a tree, facing the open. He closed his eyes for a moment, and he could see her again, Mary. It may be for years, it may be forever, and Hancock's face in tears. May God strike me dead. He opened his eyes, looked a question at heaven, felt himself in the grip of these great forces, powerless, sliding down the long afternoon toward the end, as if it was all arranged somewhere, nothing he could have done to avoid it, not he or any Virginian. And he had said it and meant it. If I lift a hand against you, friend, may God strike me dead. Well, it is all in his hands. Armstead took off his black hat and ran his hands through the gray hair, his forehead wet with perspiration, the hair wet and glistening in the light. He was a grave and courtly man, a soldier all his life. He had a martial bearing and the kind of face on which emotion rarely showed, a calm, almost regal quality. It had hindered him in the army because men thought he was not aggressive enough, but he was a good soldier, a dependable soldier. And all his life he had felt things more deeply than anyone knew. Except her, so very briefly, before she died. As she was dying. Don't think on that. But I loved her. And loved much else. Always loved music. And good friends. And some moments together. Had much joy in the weather. So very rarely shared. I should have shared more. The way Pickett does, the way so many do, it's a liquid thing with them, it flows. But I move on impulse. I gave him the ring. Premonition? Well, many will die. I'm a bit old for war. Will do my duty. I come from a line. No more of that. No need of that now. And Armstead does his duty. So do we all. But I wish it was not Hancock atop that hill. I wish this was Virginia again, my own green country, my own black soil. I wish the war was over. Quieter now. The fire was definitely slackening. 2:10. He sat patiently, his back to a tree. The attack would be soon enough. When he thought of that, his mind closed down like a blank gray wall, not letting him see. No point in thinking of that. He sat quietly, silently, suspended, breathing the good warm air, the smoke, the dust. Mustn't look ahead at all. One tends to look ahead with imagination. Must not look backward either. But it is so easy to see her there at the spinet, and all of us gathered round, and all of us crying. My dear old friend. Hancock has no time for painting now. He was rather good at it. Always meant to ask him for one of his works. Never enough time. Wonder how it has touched him. 2 years of war. Point of pride. My old friend is the best soldier they have. My old friend is up on that ridge.